Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, restoring the original Bible for today, so that you can understand the truth of God, so that you can separate the truth from the error, because this world has been so deceived, and it's just like a drunken man. He doesn't even know he's drunk, and he doesn't realize what it's like to be sober, and he doesn't have the time to stop and change and to start getting sober to understand, who am I, where am I, and where am I going? And that's the problem with the Christianity of this world. As we saw last time, they are drunken with the wine of the fornication of the Babylonian mystery religions, which includes Catholicism, Orthodox, Protestantism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism. All of them have come from ancient Babylon. The true Church of God has always been there, and it has been forced to flee and get out of the way. But Rome has always tracked them down to kill them because they would not submit to the power of the Pope nor believe their abominable false doctrines. Do a search on Google for the Waldensians and the Celtic Church in Britain. I think you will be absolutely amazed. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read just a little bit from the book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. This is an epical book exposing all the lies of the religions of this world that began in Babylon, under Nimrod and Semiramis and Tammuz. And you will see, if you examine the Bible, the Old Testament, you will see that God condemns this religious system and political system over and over and over again. And this is the system of Satan the devil, which has come upon the world, deceived the whole world, religiously, politically, economically. And now the judgments of God toward the end of the age are coming upon the whole world. So this is why when Jesus first gave the revelation to the Apostle John, he said, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. I'm Alpha and Omega. This is why we need to take the things in the Old Testament, tie them together with the things in the New Testament, and look honestly at history and dig out those books that God has caused to be written so that we would know the truth. Because as Jesus said, only the truth will set you free. Now let me read to you from page 206, concerning the Pope and the Babylonian connection, that was written after the turn of the century. An amazing, amazing book. As a matter of fact, this is the very first book that I read when God began to call me 53 years ago. From the Pope downward, all can be shown to be now radically Babylonian. The College of Cardinals with the Pope at its head. And it's supposed to be the last Pope. Now, we need to ask the question, what will they do if he's not the last Pope? And he dies in office? And the end of the world is not yet come? Now what will they say? Very interesting question. Because there have been other Catholic prophecies that have failed. Now let's go on. The College of Cardinals, with the Pope at its head, is just a counterpart of the pagan College of Pontiffs, with its Pontifex Maximus, or Sovereign Pontiff, which had existed in Rome from the earliest time, and which is known to have been framed on the model of the grand original council of pontiffs at Babylon. Very interesting, isn't it? You look at everything that the Pope wears, it is all pagan. You look at everything in St. Peter's Basilica, it is all pagan. And how did God describe this system, as we saw last time in Revelation 17? The mother of the harlots, ancient Babylon, and the harlots are all the religions of the world. Let's read on. The Pope now pretends to supremacy in the church as the successor of Peter. We'll cover that a little bit later, because Peter was not the first pope. And Jesus Christ said, just before he ascended to heaven, that all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me, to Jesus Christ, not a man. And we'll do a little study in the scriptures concerning Peter. Was he infallible? We'll come to that a little later. As the successor of Peter, to whom it is alleged that the Lord exclusively committed the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But here's the important fact, that till the Pope was vested with the title for which 1,000 years had attached to the power of the keys of Janus and Cybele, no such claim to preeminence or anything approach it was ever publicly made on his part, on the ground of his being the possessor of the keys bestowed upon Peter. Now, let's put this together with the prophecy in Isaiah 47, which ties right in with what we read last time in Revelation 17 about Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Let's come to Isaiah 47 and verse 1. And know this, when we read more in the book of Revelation, we know the final judgment against Babylon the Great is coming, and Jesus Christ is going to personally deliver it. And we also need to know, as we will see a little later, that this system is called the mystery of lawlessness, or the mystery of iniquity, and has nothing to do with God the Father and Jesus Christ, and everything to do with Satan the devil and the demons. And it is not Christian. So you need to understand another thing, a little sidebar here. Because you profess Christ does not mean you are a Christian. A true Christian, and we have an article on that you can download, who and what is a true Christian? So if you profess Christianity, is your profession in truth, in love, in obedience, or is it by mouth for convenience because you keep certain principles that are in the Bible? Now, you have to answer that question. Now, let's go forward here. Verse 1, Isaiah 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne for you, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Babylon, Chaldeans. This was a prophecy given in the 800s B.C. Verse 5, sit silent, go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Isn't that interesting? You go back and reread Revelation 17 again. So he says this, I was angry with my people. I have polluted my inheritance. I gave them into your hand. And that's what happened. He sent the Babylonians to conquer Judah and Jerusalem because of their sins. You showed them no mercy. You have very heavily laid your yoke upon the aged. And you said, I shall be a lady forever. Really? Is that true? So you did not lay these things to your heart, nor did you remember the latter end of it. What will be the latter end? Well, we're going to see how this judgment ties in with Revelation 17 and 18, and then we will see why it is called the mystery of lawlessness. And doesn't the Roman Catholic Church say, well, you really can't understand God because it is a mystery? When Jesus said, I've come to reveal the Father to those I personally choose to reveal him. And they will understand. But the world will not understand. All right, let's read on here. Verse 8. Now then, hear this, O lover of pleasures, who sits securely, who says in her heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. What is the Pope called? The Vicar of Christ, in place of Christ on earth, who rules over the kingdoms of this earth, who deposes leaders, who raises them up, who alone is infallible on this earth. Really? The Word of God alone is infallible on this earth, not the traditions and proclamations of men. I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children, because all the religions are coming back together. But these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in their fullness for the multitude of your sorceries and for the great abundance of your enchantments. Sorceries, mark that. We'll come to that in the New Testament in just a little while. Enchantments. Jesus said, don't be as the heathen and use vain repetitions. Enchantments. Verse 10, for you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees. Your wisdom and your knowledge has perverted you. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none else, taking the place of God. Not even Satan the devil could do that. But he was so rebellious that God gave him the kingdom of this world. And he is the God of this world, because human beings refuse to love God and serve him. Now you need to think about that in your life. Ask yourself the question, who do I serve? What do I believe? Why do I believe it? Have you proved it? Is it truth? Is it error? Is it righteousness? Is it goodness as defined by God and his word? Or is it based on man-made traditions? Can any man replace God? Can any teachings of men be viable against the Word of God? Think about that. Let's go forward here now. Verse 11, but evil shall come upon you. You shall not know how to conjure it away. And calamity shall fall upon you, and you shall not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly before you know it. So he says now, God taunts them. God says, all right, you want to set up this system and claim it's from God? Well, it's not from me. but of Satan, the devil, the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, who wants to be worshipped as God, who deal in demonism and sorcery and occultism and all of that. And no wonder that all the holidays of this world come straight out of the cauldron of the occult. Now, you need the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? Because you need to understand those are the things and the signs of what system you belong to. You belong either to God and His way and His word and the true Jesus Christ, or you belong to the world and Satan the devil with a false Christ, with a false system, with a religion based upon lies and traditions of men. No middle ground. No fair and balanced there. It is either one or the other. Now you have to take your Bible and find out, where do I stand? What do I believe? So he taunts the system. You say you're God. You say you have all power. And the great false prophet, as we will see a little later and we've covered before, is going to even call fire down from heaven. Just think what they're going to say when that happens. Verse 12, stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, mark that word again, in which you have wearied yourself since your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit, perhaps you may prevail. You are exhausted by the multitude of your counsels. Now let the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall devour them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm them, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored, even your merchants from your youth. Each one shall wander to his own quarter. None shall save you. Now let's see what's going to happen when that judgment comes. We read of it prophesied in Isaiah 47. Now here is the fulfillment of this prophecy. Now you need to read the whole of chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. Let me just tell you this. Babylon the Great, and it's called that city. The reason it is called that city is because today the whole civilization of the world is concentrated in cities. You take the cities and the smaller towns and everything around it, and it's all organized in the same way. You take a look at the major cities of the world, they're all fashioned and built the same way. They're all fashioned on the Babylonian system. They're all serving the religions of Babylon the Great, the governments of Babylon the Great. Now let's read it here. Mighty angel came in verse 2 saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a habitation of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit, a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. Now notice verse 3. Very carefully, and I want you to think about Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Easter. Are not those commercial days in which the merchants of the earth make their money? Think about it. Let's read it. Because all nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, the whole world. What do we find at the end? What are they clamoring for? A one-world government, a one-world religion. And we are going to see that take place in our lifetime. So it's about time. People better wake up. People better get away from the lethargy of what they believe and what they think is safe and comfortable and right and good, because it's always been that way. Well, let me tell you something. It is all going to change. Let's read on. And the merchants of the earth have grown rich through the power of her luxury. Yes, indeed. Haven't they? Look at it. Look at the big corporations. Look at the names. Look at what they have done. Look at all of the activities that are going on the earth, and they are all designed, whether it is in government, whether it is in entertainment, whether it is in religion, whether it is in families, from the lowest level to the highest level, it is all under the cloud and network of deceit of Satan the devil. And only those who respond to God and repent to God and really, truly accept Jesus Christ in love, in mercy, and in forgiveness, and begin to love God and keep His commandments, they are the ones that are chosen out of this system. Now, we all have our part that we need to do. So I'm once again going to mention to you, you need to download this book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. We have it on our website, Church at Home. We have it on our other website, cbcg.org. Notice the command of God. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you willing to follow this command of God? What are you willing to do? Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake in her sins, and that you do not receive of her plagues. Do you participate in the sins of Satan's world? Do you keep the seventh day Saturday holy as the Sabbath? Do you keep the holy days of God or the holidays of this world? Do you read and study the Word of God and live by it? Or do you just have a Bible in your library because it's a good book to have? Let me tell you, you better take it down off the shelf and blow the dust off of it and start reading it and start understanding it. But you're going to find that most of the translations that are out there today have so many errors because they're locked into this Babylonian system. We have a Bible, the Holy Bible, in its original order. And that is the one you need to understand the truth. And we have, in seeking the truth, eliminated the mistakes of the translators which have caused a lawless grace, which have caused the things that they have said and people believe in the traditions of men that are not true. Now notice, verse 5, for her sins have reached as far as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her as she is rendered to you. Give to her double even according to her works, and the cup that she mixed give her back double. To the degree that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, give to her as much torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen enthroned and am no widow, and in no ways shall I experience sorrow. But it's all coming in one day, just like God said. So here we are in the end time, confronted with the truth of God and with the Babylonian mystery system and papal power. What is going to happen? Well, we'll have to wait and see. This is going to be very interesting. Let's finish off here, verse 8, Revelation 18. For this very reason, her plague shall come in one day, death and sorrow and famine. And she shall be burned with fire, for the Lord God who executes judgment upon her is powerful. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication with her and have lived luxuriously. You know who they are? Those are the super elite of the world that worship Satan the devil. That's why they're rich and rewarded. Think about it. And they will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. Going to be quite a thing, isn't it? Now, we'll have quite a few segments on this because it stretches from back before the creation of the world to the return of Christ and the new heavens and new earth. So you need that book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. We don't have much time left. Even if we have 5, 10, or 15 years in the flow of history, that's a blink of the eye. So we all need to decide, what are we going to do? Whom shall we serve? The Lord, who created the heavens and the earth? Or Satan the devil, the great counterfeiter, the prince of the power of the air, who deceives the whole world as the god of this world? What will we do? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.